Councillor Mary Hilda Kavanagh, there was some great news last week when Minister Heather Humphreys visited Urlingford and officially opened the exit for Urlingford remote working hub at the former Bank of Ireland building. She also had a chance to swing by the community centre, which is undergoing a revamp, and there's better news for that facility and the people behind it today.
Well, Minister Heather Humphreys has announced £500,000 for phase two for the refurbishment of the Urlingford Community Centre, which is fantastic for the town team, the people of Urlingford and the surroundings, and I'm absolutely delighted. You will recall, Edwina, that she said I had her heart broken when she opened the hub with all my representations, so I'm especially pleased. But I kind of gathered on the day that there was good news coming, and it has arrived.
And this is quite significant, isn't it, for the area, Councillor Kavanagh? I mean, this building was a former hub of the community. It was a dance hall, the parochial dance hall, and it's been doing its bit, I suppose, in the years since, but is poised now to do a whole lot more for the area.
Indeed. It was built at the time when asbestos roofs were in being, and that the roof had to be taken off in phase one. And a huge amount of work has gone into this, and great credit is due to the town team that saw the importance of a decent community centre for all the people of the town and its surroundings. And great credit is due to them, especially to the inner circle of the town team, and to all of them really, and to the people of Urlingford that backed this. There was fundraising, and it's extremely significant for the people of Urlingford. It's that added to the hub means that we have great facilities in the town now.
And I suppose she seemed quite impressed. I was there when she was being given the look around the building as well. She seemed quite impressed, in particular by its picture windows and by the potential of the building too.
She was hugely impressed by the building, and she was hugely impressed by the way the town team went about their work. It was from the bottom up. People were consulted. There were public meetings. And it's what the community want. And she is a great woman for rural Ireland, whether it's the local improvement scheme or whether it's money for hubs or whether it's money for community centres. Her heart is in rural Ireland, and she has put her money where her mouth is now at this stage for us in Urlingford, and I'm absolutely delighted for the people.
There really seems to be something of a momentum now for Urlingford, isn't there? It seems to be really moving in a very positive way with a lot of things going on there.
Yes, and there was great fears when the motorway opened that although it would solve the traffic through the town, that it might take people away from Urlingford, but that hasn't been the case. Urlingford is a thriving town with a huge amount of good facilities, but there's more needed, needless to say. We badly, badly need a car park, and we probably need an awful lot of other facilities as well, including a community field, and work is being done on this. But the two priorities were the hub and the community hall. And these, you know, one is complete, open for business, and the other will be well on its way at this stage. A massive amount of work has been done by everybody. And I really owe a great debt of gratitude to the town team, to Jim Hayes, who heads up that team, and all the people that are, I hate mentioning names, but all the people who are involved in the town team have done Trojan work, and they've kept at it.